When you feel like you have a safety net, and when you feel like you have a soft spot to land, and when you feel like you have people you can get really vulnerable around to be able to tell exactly where you're at in order to be able to get through it and grow, then you can take bigger risks. You can fly higher. You can go out there more confidently knowing that someone's been through it before. You have an answer that you didn't have before. That yes, something could fail, but guess what? We're all here for you, even if it does. Because when you're playing a big game, there's big risks involved. And you need to know that there's gonna be people on your team who have your back no matter what.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
We're back in Newport Beach, baby. How do you feel about that?
I just love my walks here.
That's it? It's just the walks? You moved
into
the walks?
No, it's everything. I love everything here. It's my favorite place in the whole world.
I love it. Like, we're still, quote, splitting time between here and Arizona, but we are going to be spending way more, like maximum amount of time allowed here in California, because it's just where we're happiest. It's where the area and the energy just lights us up. The pace lights us up.
And I'm such a water girl. I you know how I am even with moisture in the air. Like, so there is something to being in an area that gives you energy, that gives you the most energy. And, you know, we've lived in a lot of places. Yep. And I can honestly say that I wake up energized here every single day.
Oh, okay, totally. So I woke up this morning and I went downstairs with the dogs and you weren't quite up yet. And I was like, wait, why do I feel like I just want to go straight to the gym right now? It really is like a different energy.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it. I feed off it. So here's what happened. This is like day four, I think, that we've been back here. We bought a new house here and it's new construction. So anytime you move into a new construction home, there's like lots of problems.
Oh my God.
It's the opposite of what you think. You think, oh, I'm going to buy a brand new home, so everything's perfect. No, you actually have to like live in the house to find out what didn't get built right or what's broken. And then you have to have everyone come back and do
those
things.
We knew that from other homes. Yeah. So we weren't like sitting here going, oh my God, did we buy a lemon? But you guys, like comical things. Like yesterday I was putting a towel on the towel rack and the towel rack fell off. And then a panel. Then I was in the bathroom and a panel on the like cabinet below the sink just completely fell off, like a big wooden panel. And what are some other things?
Electrical problems.
They didn't give us a garbage disposal button. We have a garbage disposal, but no way to
turn it on. Yeah, it's installed, but they didn't install. And guys, this is like a really expensive, nice house with like a really top builder. And they missed all these things. It's crazy.
No, we have a warranty, so thank the Lord. But it is just requiring. You just have to put in like a week or two of knowing you are just going to be at home. Getting things fixed
so,
for a while.
So here's why we explain that. We have a house full of contractors downstairs right now. So if the dogs bark or if you hear drilling or something like that, we're just all going to have to agree that that's okay on this episode.
That's just going to be our week for the next week.
That was really just Lori and I giving ourselves permission to not freak out over noises. Yeah. Okay, so here's what else is kind of neat and related to what we're talking about. Like I said, this day four, day five, whatever it is that we've been back in Newport. And I'm not framing this like we got here and the next day Lori left on a girl's vacation. I'm not framing it that way. But logistically, like just on the timeline, we got here. Lori spent a day and a half frantically putting away boxes and clothes and all that stuff. And then said, peace out, Chris. I've got a girl's trip. Just 20 miles down south in Laguna Beach.
Who put everything away?
You did. I just spent that whole time framing that you put all those things away.
Okay.
And freed me up for all the contractors all weekend.
Yeah, I did.
We really do make a good team. Like we both
agreed that that was a fair trade.
Yep. So here's what I'm painting for you in terms of a picture. So Lori had pre-planned a girls masterminding getaway. And I think you guys do this about twice a year, it seems like. Is that
once
right?
Once a year.
Once a year? Okay, got it. Really been a year already since the last
one? Yeah, we just started.
That's crazy. Okay. And at this mastermind was a small group of driven, ass-kicking entrepreneurs. Can you want to list who's there?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I felt so lucky. It was Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. It was Jasmine Starr. It was Amy Porterfield. It was Lindsay Schwartz. It was Jen Gottlieb and Jamie Kern-Lima.
And you.
And me.
And the seven of you had the perfect mix between like having fun together and just having a girls' weekend together, but also having a formal mastermind together with like hot seats and all that stuff, which we're going to dive into. Mm-hmm. So there are really three parts to this I wanted to ask you about so that everybody else could kind of create this for themselves if they wanted to. The first part was, why is it important that you girls get together like this and not just hang out for the weekend, but make it 50% fun hangout? I think you guys all went to the spa and all that stuff. You could tell them better than I could. And then 50% formalized masterminding. Why is it important to create these containers?
Well, I think it's so important for all of us because you have to feel supported in what you're doing. And it's literally what we talk about all the time with when you feel like you have a safety net and when you feel like you have a soft spot to land and when you feel like you have people you can get really vulnerable around to be able to tell exactly where you're at in order to be able to get through it and grow, then you can take bigger risks. You can fly higher. You can go out there more confidently knowing that someone's been through it before. You have an answer that you didn't have before, that yes, something could fail, but guess what? We're all here for you, even if it does. Because when you're playing a big game, there's big risks involved. And you need to know that there's going to be people on your team who have your back no matter what, even if things don't go as planned or go awry or things go wrong, that they can kind of rally around you. And that's really what happens in these groups. And you guys, it doesn't have to be some group where everybody is like doing all of these different big things. It can truly be different people from different walks of life and demographics, because there's so much value that people from all different things and in every different level do add to the group. It just really depends on exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, yesterday, you don't know this, but I did a podcast on the coffee that I went and had with one of my mentors in the area here. And the things that came out of that conversation, because every time you get into a group like this, or every time that you meet with a mentor, there's so many good things that come out of those conversations. You want to share broadly, of course, not in too much detail sometimes, some of the great tips or some of the great things that came out of it. So I'll prompt you, what were some of the cool ideas, or what were some of the moments of rescue, if you will, or what were some of the actual outcomes of getting together with such a potent group like this?
You know, I think it's really interesting for people. I don't want to share where like anyone was at, but I will tell you, whenever we've done this, I've noticed that there's themes every year to different, like to where we're kind of all at. Mm-hmm. And I think the cool part about that is when you do this, and I hope that you guys all do, you're going to notice that you guys share so much in common and that a lot of the problems you have are the same. And I will say that majority of the group for this year, we all just needed to be told to lean in to our intuition and what we already know.
Ooh, okay. That's one of the takeaways I was looking for. Expand on that.
So, you know, I think sometimes you go into this and you're like, do I need strategy? What do I need around this? And as everybody was talking, they were just like, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or this is where I'm my best. And it's like, okay, yes, we see that for you as well. More of that. So, what do you already know?
So they had a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. They had a comfort zone, or I should say they knew what their strengths were. Mm-hmm. And the outside world was telling them, hey, you need these extra people. You need this extra funnel. You need this extra product. You need this extra gimmick.
You
need
this extra thing. You should do it that way. Yeah, because there's so much out there and it gets so confusing. And I do think that there's a couple things. The power of a group getting together in a mastermind is so, I mean, it's overwhelming how powerful it is. Mm-hmm. Some people think like, okay, we're going to this group for strategy. And sometimes, yes, you do get the strategy that you need. But I think a lot of times what you get is clarity that the feelings that you were feeling about the thing are correct. Mm-hmm. And that's what other people see for you as well. Because what I took away from this particular trip was that what I'm feeling and what I know about something is the way that I should go. And also that my strengths and my skill sets are going to be like best put to use if I can make sure that I'm delegating all of the other things that I'm not good at and really focusing on that.
Okay, so real question. And I want to frame this. It's funny that all of you kind of had that same theme where the whole world was giving you lots of ideas. And the thing that makes it confusing is they are good ideas that would work. That's the problem, right? The world gives you so many good ideas that would work that you feel like you have to be doing them. But as a consensus, you all seem to come up with for individually each person, nope, I need to lean into these few things I'm good at. I need to go with my gut on this direction. Now, you could have come up with that at home, right? Mm-hmm. You could have been like, you could have skipped the whole weekend and been like, yep, I'm just going to stick with my strengths and continue to go in this one direction that my gut tells me is right. Except you didn't. You were all over the place. And I mean, you, Lori, and then also sounds like some of the other individuals, you're all over the place trying to take the world's advice. So what was it about getting together that made it so certain, or that made it a final answer, as they would say?
Well, I'm thinking a little bit deeper about the weekend, and there definitely were some people who are curious on what their next move is, what their next step is. And intuitively, yes, they have this like general idea of what they want to do, but they couldn't put it into words. And so what was happening is for all of us, we were all kind of prompting each other with deeper questions for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it was like exploring what we were already knowing and feeling. And I don't think you can necessarily do that just on your own. I think there are people from so many different perspectives where, let's say I would ask a question to go a little bit deeper for them. Like, okay, well, what is it that like really lights you up? Or when you see other people's content, what are you resonating with the most? And what are you loving to listen to right now? And then someone would be like, okay, but different perspective. What about this question? Mm-hmm. So we're getting hit with questions that we never even thought of, and getting like to see it from 30,000 feet rather than, it's usually right in front of our face, and we just cannot remove ourselves from that, but other people can.
It's interesting. A lot of times there's $1 million word or $1 million sentence or $1 million question that you would never ask yourself, but being in a group of talented people, they ask it because, like you said, they're 30,000 feet looking at your business from the outside looking in. They ask that $1 million question, that, or they say that $1 million word, or they say that $1 million sentence. And you're like, duh, that was it all along. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen if you're sitting at home, even though you may already have that hunch.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, so talk about the format real quick, because people are listening. You're like, okay, I want to do this. I want to do this with guys. I want to do this with girls, whatever. I want to put my own together. Can you give the loose format of the weekend, like in chronological order, how did it run?
Yes. And it's a pretty easy, simple, light format. So Friday, we like to just like break the ice, because even if you know people, which it, the first one we really didn't, like there were some of us that knew each other, but you know, whenever you go into a group, it's like, it, even if you know those people, it changes the group dynamic.
That was the one that established it last year.
So we do a dinner, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's just like, I think we started the dinner off with just like thinking of a question. And I can't tell you what that question was right now, but I think it was just something around like, what are you excited about?
Yeah.
Or, you know, why did this weekend, why was this a yes for you?
Ooh, I like that.
So that's kind of fun to open that up. And we do really early dinners because we're all early birds. So literally like 5:45, and then we go to bed. We're in bed. Oh my God,
you and all the senior citizens.
Oh my God, we loved it. Okay, so we created exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
So we did the dinner, had the question, went to bed. Met in the gym because we all like to work out. So we do a workout together. I asked if it was okay if I wrote the workout or if they wanted to work out on their own. And they're like, yes, let's all work out together. And that was super fun because I think last year it was the first, you know, I felt like pretty comfortable and we were all joking around. And I think that's where we kind of dropped in because you're moving your body. You're kind of like making jokes and you're all hanging out. So I think that really was a great way to break the ice, which you guys, if you don't want to do a gym session, you can go for a walk.
Yeah.
And that's what we did on Sunday. We went for a walk. But so Saturday started with a gym session. You don't have to if you don't want to. But then we met in the lobby at 10 a.m. and we did hot seats. So yesterday, because we had the 7 people, we just did 30-minute hot seats. Some went a little bit over because we were like, no, we want to spend a little more time on this. And we know we have time for everybody. And some people didn't need a full 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. They got what they needed and they were like, I feel really good. I feel really complete.
Explain what a hot seat is, just in case someone doesn't know.
So a hot seat is, we planted this seed. A hot seat, we wanted to be thinking about it the night before you go on the trip. Like, what is the one thing that you need from the group? Or what is something you're trying to solve right now? Or what do you want to bring up? You know, for me specifically, I brought up one thing. And then for some people, they brought up 3. So they sectioned off. They're like, set my timer for 10 minutes at a time because I want to talk about this for 10 minutes, then the next thing for 10 and the next thing for 10. And it was so much fun because they share what they want to talk about. And then we all ask questions and weigh in and see how they're feeling. And I can honestly say, I think everybody felt a million times better. And we all got answers we didn't even know we needed because other things came up. And then sometimes you go into your hot seat thinking you need one thing and it's something totally different. And it just accelerates what you need because in all, like, I completely got answers that I don't think that I have been searching for the last 3 months, for real. I have asked so many people and all of a sudden I got some very clear answers in a matter of like 5 minutes.
We do this when I run the round tables, yeah. You know, it's 15 entrepreneurs and we call them spotlights, but it's the same thing. It's a hot seat and we're spotlighting them and their business in front of the room, in front of everybody else. And we're literally saying, okay, first explain where you're at in your business, then explain your biggest gap or need. And then the whole room weighs in on it. And that's where like all that magic happens. But here's one thing I'm curious to know if it happened, because I see it's happened in the round table all the time. When the seven of you women were sitting around doing this, even though it wasn't your hot seat, did you learn when maybe Amy asked a question or when maybe Jamie asked a question?
Oh, that's all I learned. I might have learned more.
That's what I was going to say. Everyone learns more when it's the other people's hot seats, if you're an active listener, because it's all the questions and answers you didn't know you needed.
Oh my God, I was like, I want to do that in my business. Wait, you're doing that? What? Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It's like where the secrets come out.
It really was insane.
Okay, so you do the hot seats and then how do you start to wrap it up?
So we literally wrapped on Saturday, I think around 5:30 or 6.
So it was all day just grinding on each other's business.
Love it. And then we give ourselves an hour before dinner just to go back to our rooms. And, you know, everybody has emails or texts they want to respond to or they want to call their kiddos or something like that. So we give ourselves an hour. And then we meet for an early dinner. We went crazy Saturday night. We did 6:45.
Whoa.
Still in bed at 9:30, sleeping by 10. It was great. And then Sunday, we just kind of did a final, how are we feeling? Let's just get a coffee and see if anybody has any like final questions.
Loose ends.
Yeah, loose ends or wants to share. Majority of us just kind of shared like how we felt, takeaways from the day before. And
that's
then
funny. I do that in round table too. Not to interrupt you, but I do that in round table too.
It's a beautiful closing.
Yeah, I do closure. Loose ends and I do appointments. So first we go around the room like, all right, you slept out last night, loose ends. What's your last cleanup question? And then at the very end, I shouldn't be giving away my trade secret, but at the very end, I make everyone go around and make two and two appointments. I call it two and two. You got to set two appointments with people in the room that you're going to help. And you got to set two appointments with people in the room that need something that you need something from.
I love that.
And it has to go on the calendar. And then I go around after. I'm like, show me your calendar. Show me the dates. Show me the appointments. It's kind of cool. So and that's kind of sounds like what you guys did.
People always tell me it's amazing.
I love it. All right. So any closing words on making weekends like this a priority? Because there's a lot of men and women listening that this may be out of their comfort zone. They may have never asked their boyfriend or girlfriend or their husband or wife, like, hey, could I go on this girl's weekend to go masterminding? And it might feel weird to them.
Oh my God. Yes. Do it. And it's scary. You will get rejected. You know, we have asked people who did not go on the first one. And whether it's for timing or the weekend or whatever it is, like, ask people. Go through handfuls of people. The people, and you have to trust that whoever says yes is the perfect person at the perfect timing.
Yes.
And I wouldn't go over 6 or 7 because then you can't hot seat in one day. And then the weekend gets too long and it gets really overwhelming. I do feel like that's a really great number. I even think 3 and 4 is a perfect number to start with. But there's something fun about that like 5, 6 number as well. So go and do it. And know that every feeling that comes up around it is amazing because that's your edge. You're already growing just from asking. You're already growing just from thinking about who you could put together.
I love that. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, this is kind of how we built the round table is because I've done this with my guy trip. You do this with your girls trips. We did this with Brendan Bouchard. And we're like, wait a minute, the concept of spotlights and then the whole order of clean up, last questions, all this stuff. It's what has our round tables become. And we have our first round table of 2024 happening in the beginning of April. And the seats for that sell out in a matter of hours every single time. And they're going to open up to our private VIP early access text list about a week from when this episode comes out. Less than a week from when this episode comes out. So if you guys want to be one of the few entrepreneurs in the room where we're literally doing this, maybe you haven't done this before, so you want to experience it first. Maybe you just want someone like us to curate it for you and put the other talented people in the room. Because maybe you're like, hey, I don't have my handful of people to do this with yet. For whatever reason, or you just want me personally and my team to work on your business along with the other talented entrepreneurs for 2 days, for 48 hours. For all those reasons, hit pause real quick and text us the word roundtable, and we'll put you on that early notice list. Text us the word roundtable to 310-421-0416. Seriously, hit pause right now and text us the word roundtable to 310-421-0416. That's 310-421-0416. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get the lowest investment price and a 24-hour heads up before we share it with social media and our 200,000-person email list and all this other stuff. So if you want to crack at one of those few seats in the room where we literally do this format and create it for you, then that's probably your only shot at getting it, is getting on that early access text list.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. In person is literally the way to go.
It's the best 48 hours bang for your buck that we have. It really is. All right, guys. Well, whether you create your own or whether you come to ours and let us create it for you, literally, this is a game changer for your business and for your life. So thanks for listening. We always love and appreciate you.
See you next week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.